Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Lenishmas El Yimori, Rav David Sibin, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Tesvav. We're going to pick it up from the words Maishna Hasam, which are about four lines down from the bottom. Good morning, Avi, Reuben, Dr. Joe, Jeremy, David Yoshua, and Gershon Eitan. So the Gemara is now going to go back on a brisa that we learned yesterday, that if it was the third year going into the fourth year, so if it's before the 15th of Shvat, so then you separate Maiser Ani. But if it's after the 15th of Shvat, you say, you separate Maiser Sheni. But now the Gemara asks the following thing. So you got to just remember the brisa from yesterday, the very last brisa that we said. You got to remember the right. It was Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Liket Esrog Erev Chamisha Shvat Achal Tova Shemesh Chazav Liket. We're talking about gathering, plucking an Esrog before the 15th and after the 15th. So it says Ein Torah Masir Mizel Zeh, because you're not allowed to be Torah Masir from the Chadash on the Yashan. So it says Haisa Shlishis Nichnesas L'Revius. The case that the Gemara chose was the third year going into the fourth year. So the Gemara is bothered by that. So the brisa that we quoted in 2 days ago's daf talked about the second year going into third year. Okay, that question makes sense. Why is the case that the brisa gives you the third year going into the fourth year, as opposed to the second year going into the third year? It would make a lot more sense to say the second year going into the third year. That's the first time there's a difference between Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. Why does it wait to 3 and 4? Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Milsa Agav Orche Kamashwan. By quoting this case of the third year going into the fourth year, the Gemara is trying to teach us an additional side halacha. Or at first glance, it doesn't even seem like a halacha. We'll see in a minute. Milzagim v'mashlan de esrog kashile yada, that the esrog, when people like to touch the esrog and feel the esrog and to check the esrog and even the whole esrog tree, people are pushing it and touching it and playing around with it. Since during the seventh year, a lot of people would play and touch the esrog tree because all the fruit become hefker, so everyone's allowed to go in and touch the trees. So because of this, the esrog tree is very sensitive when you touch it. So therefore, it's not going to actually produce fruit. It's going to physically, the touching of the esrog tree is going to physically affect the esrog tree during the Shemitah year, so that it's not actually going to produce fruit until the third year. That's why the brisa quotes a case of the third year going into the fourth year, because before that, it's not going to produce fruit at all. Now, the Acharonim ask over here, what halacha is being taught over here? I mean, if it doesn't have fruit, it doesn't have fruit. There's nothing to talk about. So what's the dvar halacha that comes out of this? So some say the difference is, if you see that an esrog tree actually produces fruit in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, so that's a siman that nobody touched this during the Shemitah year, because had people touched it, it wouldn't have been able to really produce fruit. And then that would be a raya that these fruit actually did blossom during the Shemitah year, and they would be Shemitah fruit. So that's what some of the Achronim suggest. Interesting chiddush lahalacha. Fine, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan asked a question to Rabbi Yana. Esrog, Rosh Hashanah Shalom. This is following off what we discussed yesterday. Esrog, Rosh Hashanah Shalom, Emasai. When is the Rosh Hashanah for an Esrog? Because we know an esrog follows a fruit as far as arla, ruvai, and shmita. But according to Ram Gamliel, it follows a vegetable as far as meiser is concerned. So the question is, if it follows a fruit for the first three halachos of arla, ruvai, and meiser, it follows a fruit. So legabe, what halacha does it follow? When is its Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah shal as far as meiser is concerned. Because you're telling me that as far as meiser is concerned, it follows lakita kierek, but you're not telling me what day the Rosh Hashanah is. We discussed this a little bit yesterday. So, when is the Rosh Hashanah le'inyan meiser for the esrog? Is it in Shvat, on the 15th of Shvat, or is it Aleph Tishrei, which is the Rosh Hashanah for all maestros, for all vegetables, all maestros? So does it follow meiser only legabe what year it's considered to be as far as lakita? Do we follow meiser only legabe lakita? Or do we also follow meiser as far as Aleph Tishrei as opposed to Tu B'Shvat? Good morning, Mordechai. Says the Gemara. Omalei, Rabbi said to him, Shvat. No. Even though Legabe Lakita Rab Gamliel said Esrog follows as far as what Meiser year it's considered, it follows Lakita Kierik. Nevertheless, the Rosh Hashanah of when you determine which year of Lakita, when you harvest it before or after what date, so as far as that date is concerned, it's Tu B'Shvat. Asks the Gemara, Shvat the Chodashim or Shvat the Tekufa? Is that the Shvat of the lunar calendar or Shvat following the seasons of the solar calendar? Answers the Gemara, Amalei de Chodashim. It's the lunar calendar. Quick little Tosis. What do you mean? What was this question over here? It says Tosis, second Tosis. De Chodashim. Afagav Shibishal Haperos Holich Achar Achama. What in the world is the question about the seasons of the year, of when the sap in the tree is considered to be? We talked yesterday, it has to do with the rainy season, which depends on the solar calendar. Why are you telling me that this depends on Shvat of the lunar calendar? We'll see, there's going to be an afkamina about whether it's a leap year also. So why, says Tosus, B'aval agav shebishal aperos holchachar ha-chama shenemar, pasuk in Zos HaBracha. Mimeged tevuos shamesh. The fruit come from the sun. Says Taisvis. Hachanami ksiv mimeged gerash yirachim. So also the produce also is affected by the lunar calendar. That's one answer. Says Taisvis. Second answer. Vegam yisraelim monin lelevana. And also klal yisrael counts by the levana. Shkayach. What exactly does that help? So the Chasam Sofer here says a beautiful pshat, very nice. Klal Yisrael counts from Levana. No. But we have a tradition. Chasam Sofer says that not only does Klal Yisrael count by Levana, miraculously nature follows. If Klal Yisrael says Rosh Chodesh is now, then it's now. If Klal Yisrael says so, the chiddush of Klal Yisrael following Levana is that even the natural order can be impacted by when we decide the new month is. That somehow even Teva follows the halacha. That miraculously we have this tradition. So says the Chasam Sofer in explaining this line of the Gemara. Quotes a pasuk in Tehillim: Lakel Gomer Alai. That the Teva is Meshubah to Torah. So to over here, anything that applies to the Dini HaTorah, Klal Yisrael is Mona Levana. So therefore the Teva changes, and the fruit of the tree actually blossom based on Shvat of Chodesh HaLevana, even though you would think that this depends on the seasons more than that, right? They talk about this LaHalacha, right? A woman who accepted Shabbos. So according to some Rishonim, when she's counting the days of Nida, once she accepted Shabbos, even though it's daylight. So what do you mean? How can you tell me it's considered to be the end of the day? But no, Al-Pi Halacha, the Halacha is Kaveh and the Metzius. The Halacha is Kaveh and the Metzius. Okay, let's continue. Baimine Rav Amir of Nachman. So Rava asked another question about Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos from Rav Nachman. Va'amri la, Rav Yochanan mir Rav Yanai. Some say, same kind of a shayla. Ha'isa shana mi'uberes mahu. Are you going to tell me the same Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos applies if Shvat is, if there's a regular year versus, as one might have thought, if there's going to be an extra Adar, so maybe instead of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos being Shvat, either Alash Shvat according to Beis Shammai or Tubi Shvat according to Beis Hillel, you might have thought in such a case, maybe Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos is Adar, because maybe it's always the month before Adar. So now there's an Adar Beis, so maybe it should be an Adar Aleph should be the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. Says Gemara, no. Amalei, Haloch Acha Rov Shanim. No, you follow the year. You follow Shvat in most years that are not leap years. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan is in Shmat, is in Shvat. Whatever month is called Shvat, the one that's near, that's after Teves, even in the Shana Muberes, so it's in that year. Amar Rabbah, so now the Gemara is going to talk about an Esrog that grew part of it in Shemitah and part of it in a different year. Amar Rabbah, Esrog Bas Shishis. Let's say you have an esrog tree, the fruit blossomed in the sixth year of Shemitah, but it was gathered in the seventh year. So now you have a problem, because we said before, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that as far as Shemitah is concerned, you follow, it's like a fruit, so you're following the blossoming. But as far as Meiser is concerned, you're following the harvesting. So here you have a fruit that blossomed in the sixth year, but it was gathered in the seventh year. So as far as the laws of Shemitah, really, it shouldn't be Shemitah. But as far as the laws of Meiser is concerned, it should be Shemitah. So how do you follow? What do you do with this fruit here? Oh, so that's going to be the whole, most of today, the rest of today's daf is going to discuss this somewhat complex situation. So let's follow it. Amar Rabbah. So Esrog Bas Shishis Shenich Nesel Shvias. It blossomed in the sixth, but harvested in the seventh. So so you're exempt from Meiser, because as far as Meiser is concerned, you follow Lakita. It's a Shemitah fruit as far as Meiser is concerned. Upetura min abir. The Gemara is going to challenge this. And it's also exempt from Shemitah. So it's exempt from beer during the Shemitah year as far as Shemitah is concerned, because as far as Shemitah is concerned, it's not a Shemitah fruit. No, this... Right? As far as Meiser is concerned, it is a Shemitah fruit. It has no Meiser. But as far as Shemitah is concerned, it's not a Shemitah fruit, because as far as Shemitah is concerned, we follow fruit, which is when it's blossomed, and it blossomed in the sixth year. So you're safe on all ends. You're not chayiv in Meiser, and you're not chayiv in Shemitah. That's the opinion of Rabbah. And what about Bas Shviyas Shenichnasa L'Sheminis? What about if it blossomed in the seventh and it was harvested in the eighth? So then, Petura B'Meiser, we're going to have to figure that out. That's going to be a problem, right? Doesn't make sense at first glance. If you harvested it in the eighth, it should be Chayiv in Meiser. A rabbi holds no. It's exempt from Meiser, V'Chayiv is V'Bir. And it is Chayiv in Shemitah. That part we understand, because it blossomed in the seventh year. But once you tell me it's Chayiv and Shemitah, so it's exempt from Meiser. The Gemara is going, oh, so now the Gemara, right away Abaye is going to ask about this. So, Amalei Abaye, asked against Rabbah, Bishlama Seifa L'chumra. I understand this that you said at the end of what you said, that the fruit that blossomed in Shemitah and will harvest it in the eighth year are exempt from Meiser, because we follow Chanata, and it has Kedusha Shvias. So once it has Kedusha Shvias, you have to make them Hefker, right? That's the Halacha. Once you tell me that for the Dindo Raisa of Shemitah, you have to make them Hefker, so they're exempt from Meiser. I understand why they're exempt from Meiser, because you have to be Mafker them. And once you're mafkir them during Shemitah, they are exempt from Meiser, because Hefker fruit is exempt from Meiser. Now, once you consider them like Shemitah, even though this contradicts what you said in the first half of what you said, that if they blossomed in the sixth and they were gathered in the seventh, so you're going to follow the Lakita and they're going to be putter from Meiser. That's not a problem, because we could say, this is what the Rishonim explain over here, you could say that you have a suffix about these words, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, Esrog follows Chanata for Shemitah and Lakita for Meiser. So you're not sure with this fruit. You have an Esrog that blossomed in the seventh, but it was gathered in the eighth. Should you follow the Chanata for Shemitah, and therefore you're exempt from Meiser, or you should follow Lakita? So, since it's a suffix d'oraisa about Shvius, so you're going to be machmir. You're going to consider it like as Perish Shvius, even if they blossomed in the seventh, and therefore you have to make him hefker. So I understand why you're doing that in the Seifa. Elarisha. However, what about in the first case, where it blossomed in the sixth and it was gathered in the seventh? Elarisha Petura Menabiur Amai. Why are you telling me in the Risha that you're going to exempt it from Shemitah? That's a Suffolk Doraisa. If it's a Suffolk Doraisa, right, you're going to tell me that they blossomed in the sixth year and they were harvested in the seventh year. But you told me that as far as Shemitah is concerned, so it should be at least a Suffolk Doraisa, that maybe you should follow, as far as Shemitah is concerned, maybe you should follow the time that it was gathered. So, Damrin Zil Basar Chanata, if you're going to tell me in the Reisha that you don't have a Suffolk and you're following only the blossoming, so then in the Reisha, Tischayev B'Meiser. So why are you telling me that you are Pater and Meiser? If it's a Suffolk Doraisa, you tell me that you don't have a Suffolk. So that's why you're telling me in the Reisha where you said Petur Min HaMeiser. So you're telling me it's not Shemitah fruit, for sure. Petur Min HaBir. The Reisha, you're telling me that the Reisha was a case of the sixth year had Chanata and it was gathered in the seventh year. So the Reisha, where it was blossomed in the sixth year and gathered in the seventh year. You're telling me it's Pater Min HaBir, so you're exempting it from Shemitah Bevador. So you're telling me this, it's not a Suffolk. So then, so why? So because you're telling me you're going to follow the Chanata in the sixth year. So Yachi Tischayev B'Meiser. So you tell me you're for sure considering it to be sixth year fruit. If it's not Chayev and Shemitah, Midoraisa for sure. So it should be Chayev and Meiser, like the din of Parashishis. So he gave me the obvious answer. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi said back to Abaye, no, go back to what we said at the beginning of today's daf. So Rabbi said to Abaye, you're right, that stuff that blossomed in the sixth year, we follow the sixth year, and it does not have Kedusha Shvius, and therefore you're not chayv to make them hefker, so they should be chayv and meiser. But he answered him, yad hakol mamash mishin ba. But practically speaking, everyone's going to be touching this esrog tree. So everyone's going, because during the Shemitah year, all the fruit are hefker. So even though this thing had Chanata in the sixth year, so you want to tell me it should be considered to be Chayv and Meiser, at the end of the day, everyone's coming into this field during the Shemitah, they're all touching the fruit. So you're not going to be able to watch them. So against the will of the Bailim, they're going to become Hefker. So therefore, by definition, since everyone's walking into the field taking the fruit, it's all hefker. So if it's hefker, it's not chayv and meiser. So Amar Lei, yada koma mashvishin ba, va'at amris to chayv and meiser. How in the world can you tell me it's chayv and meiser? So the machlokas are Rishonim how to read this line. This whole line, there's a big machlokas Rishonim. But so most Rishonim learn, the Rashba writes this way, and Rashi sounds like he holds this way, and the Ritva, they all say that it's pater and meiser. Even though technically speaking it's not Shemitah fruit, so it should be sixth year fruit, it should be Chayv and Meiser. But since everyone is going to be touching it and going into the Shemitah in the field during Shemitah anyway, so by definition it's Hefker, and that's why it's exempt from Meiser. That's the way Rashi the Rashba learned. However, the Baal Amor, the Me'iri, right? No. That the reasoning of Rab is not because of this. Really, holds like Rabban Gamliel, that he follows Chanata for Shvius, but he follows Lakita for Meiser. And therefore, if it blossomed in the sixth, but it was gathered in the seventh, it's not considered to be Shemitah fruit because it blossomed in the sixth, but it's also exempt from Meiser because when it comes to Meiser, we follow Lakita, we follow gathering. And that's what the Gemara means. And the Lakita of the Esrog was in the seventh. And as far as that, it's considered to be, as far as Meiser is concerned, it's considered to be Shemitah fruit, which is exempt from Meiser. He answered Abai, Yad kol mamashrin bo. So the Meiri explains what this line means is Abai holds that Rabbah did not follow Lakita l'maiser, only l'chumra, since it's gadol al kol mayim. But l'kula, to exempt it from maiser, he admits that you don't follow Lakita, rather you follow Chanata against Rabbi Gamliel. So that's why the Gemara said this reasoning. But really, the reason is because of you follow Lakita.
You know what about the sefer then? By Shmi
Shnuvah. The Gemara is going to get to that. So the Gemara is going to get to that. So that's one answer. So now the Gemara quotes like Mordechai just said, but Rav Hamnuna disagrees with this whole thing. Rav Hamnuna Amar, no, you always follow Chanata. Rav Hamnuna says, Rav Hamnuna Amar, no, Bas Shishis Shenich Nesel Shvius LeOlam Shishis. Once you're telling me it blossomed in the sixth year, see, he disagrees, right? Rabba said that it's pater min amaiser, but it's pater from Shemitah. But Rav Hamnuna says, no, LeOlam Shishis, it's considered to be Shishis for everything. And therefore, once it's not Shemitah, you're Chayav in Meiser. You're Chayav in Meiser against Rabba. And even though people are going to be touching it during the Shemitah, nevertheless, you still own it. They weren't allowed to do that. So it doesn't become Hefker. You're not going to tell me it's exempt from Meiser because everyone's touching it. No. It's yours. And therefore, it's Potter from Shemitah, but Chayav in Meiser. Ubas Shvius Hanachneses L'Shminis LaOlam Shvius. It's considered to be Shemitah for everything, so it's Chayev and Beer like Shemitah fruit, but it's exempt from Meiser because it's considered to be Shemitah. So it turns out, fruit of the Esrog that blossomed in the sixth and harvested in the seventh, according to Rabbah, they're exempt from Meiser. According to Rav Hamnuna, they are Chayev and Meiser. And if they blossomed in the seventh and were gathered in the eighth, both Rabbah and Rav Hamnuna agree that they are chayev and biur because they're Shemitah fruit, and they are exempt. They both agree that even though they were gathered in the eighth, nevertheless, they're exempt from Meiser. So now the Gemara is going to ask, against Rav Hamnuna in the first halacha of the sixth going into the seventh, and the Gemara is going to ask against both of them as far as halach of the seventh going into the eighth. Let's see the Braisa. Mesivei, we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, they Rabbi Shimon, Esrog bas Shishis Shenich Neses, we have a Braisa. So until now we're talking Amorayim, right? A Braisa, they can't argue. So now we have a Braisa. Esrog bas Shishis Shenich Neses L'Shvius, if you have a sixth year Esrog, which was blossomed in the sixth year, but it was harvested in the seventh. Pitura mina maiser, upitura mina biur. So it's both exempt from maiser. When it comes to maiser, we consider it shmita. But when it comes to shmita, we consider it not shmita. She'ein l'chadava shechayev maiser, elim ken gadel b'chiyuv v'nilkat b'chiyuv. The Braisa says, you're only chayev in Meiser if the fruit blossomed and was harvested in that year. So you need both. It had to have been, right, even though they blossomed in the sixth, nevertheless, since they were gathered in the seventh, which is the time that everything is hefker, therefore, it's pater from Meiser. Like Peros Hefker. So it's Pater min Abir because it's not Shemitah fruit, but it's also Pater from Meiser because it's considered to be Hefker. Ubas Shvius Shenichneses L'Shminis, Peturim mina meiser, peturim mina bir. Wow, that's against everybody. Bas shvir in English is potter from meiser and potter from bir. Right? It's not shmita and it's not. Wow, it was blossomed in the seventh year and the price says it's not shmita and it's not meiser. So this is against everybody. So the first half is against Rav Hamnuna. It's a proof to Rabba, but the second half is against everybody. If it blossomed in the seventh. It's not Shemitah. It blossomed in the seventh. It's Petur Min HaMais and Petur Min HaBir. Why? He says very simply why. She'en l'chada v'shechai v'bir elam kein gadel b'shviyas v'nilkat b'shviyas. The chiyuv of bir is midoraisa. It's only on fruit that was gathered during the Shemitah fruit. And this stuff was gathered in the Yifas. The Gemara says, Reisha kasha l'Rav Hamnuna. Seif Akasha, Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rabba Hamnuna. So the beginning of this brisa is against Rav Hamnuna. It's like a Rabba. And the end of the brisa is against both of them. Mamish against everybody. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Tanoihi. It's true that this brisa is against everybody, but we have a Tanoim who support Rabba and Rav Hamnuna as well. This is actually a machlokas Tanoim. The Tana of this brisa disagrees, but we have another Tana, Desanya, because we learned another Braisa. Omar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Avtulmus heid mishum chamisha zakenim. Avtulmus testified in the name of the five zakenim. Esrog achar likitaso le maiser. That the Esrog follows when it's harvested in terms of when maiser is concerned. So if it's harvested in the second year, it's maiser. Shani in the third year, it's Meiser Ani. In the harvest of the fourth year, it's also Meiser Shani. Rabbo Seinu, Nimnu Ba'usha, Ba'amru, Achal Kitaso, Bein LaMeiser, Bein LaShvias. And Rabbo Seinu hold, no, we follow the Lakita, not only for Meiser, but even for Shemitah. So if it's gathered in the eighth year, it's not in Chav Shemitah. Says Gemara, who is talking about Shemitah? Shvias Man the Chav Shmei. What do you mean? In the Tanakam of this price, it didn't say anything about Shemitah. What's Avtulmos bringing in Shemitah? So the Gemara says, you're right. We have words. There was words missing. Really, that's not the way to read the price. Let's read the price a little bit better. Chesur Maxer Vachtan. The words, read it like this. Esrog Acha L'kitas L'maiser Acha Chanata L'shvias. Tanakama holds. You always follow the blossoming when it comes to Shemitah. Acha L'kitas L'maiser and they say, no, that you follow when it's harvested, not only as far as Meiser is concerned. So this is the way both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna hold like Avtulmos, that not only does it follow Meiser for not only does it follow harvesting for Meiser, it even follows harvesting for Shvias. This is the third shita. We never saw the shita before in Tanaim, that you follow the harvest even when, even as far as Shemitah is concerned. So Rabbi and Rav Hamnuna, they held like Avtulmos, and therefore, an Esrog that blossomed in the seventh and gathered in the eighth, so it's even though it's Chayv and Shvias, it's exempt from Meiser. An Esrog that blossomed in the sixth and gathered in the seventh, so it's potter from Shvias, but even though it's not considered to be Shemitah fruit, it's exempt from Meiser for a different reason, even though it's exempt because everyone's touching it, so it's considered to be Hefker. And Rav Hamnuna holds that since that touching it is Shelo Kedin, so it's considered to be Gezel, right? They're not allowed to be touching this tree, so that doesn't exempt it from Meiser. And since they hold like Avtulmos, so don't ask me the kashrut of Shimon Yehuda because it's a machlokas tana. And let's go back to this again. Says the Gemara, similar machlokas itmar. It's going to be the rest of the daf on this. What are Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish weighing in about this issue? Says the Gemara, itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amri Tarvayu, Esrog Bas Shishis Shenitlis Al Shvias, an Esrog that blossomed in the sixth, but was gathered in the seventh, Le'olam Shishis. It has no Kedusha Shemitah, and it's Chayev and Meiser. Because as far as everything is concerned, once it's not a Shemitah fruit, even though you gathered it in the seventh, Nevertheless, it's considered to be, since it's not Shemitah fruit, so it's Chayv and Meiser, so they hold that La'olam Shishas, like we saw beforehand in the name of, like we saw in Rav Hamnuna, right? This is Rav Hamnuna. That Shishas, it's La'olam Shishas. So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are saying, just like Rav Hamnuna said before, but Ki Asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rav Yochanan, no. Esrog Bashishas Shenichnas al Shvias, Afilu Kizayas, even if it only grew in the sixth year, a tiny drop, Nases Kikar, it's considered to be as if it already grew so much. And therefore, Chayavin Alam Mishum Tevel, and you have to be mafresh. Right, this is actually supporting what we just said. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, an even stronger statement. Right, once it blossomed in the sixth, even a kazayas, it's considered as if it fully grew in the sixth, and therefore it's chayv and maaser. It's considered to be sixth year fruit. You follow chanata and not lakita. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Ilan shechantu peiros of kodem chamisha asar. So another brisa discussing when do we consider, when does the chanata relevant? So ilan shechantu peiros of kodem chamisha asar b'shvat misasa l'shana she'avra. So that's the time we file chanata if it's before the 15th. So then it's the previous year. Acha chamisha d'shvat. But if it blossomed after the 15th, misasa l'shana haba. So then. Fruit, as far as Meiser fruit is concerned, so we follow Chanata before the 15th. He's holding that even as far as Meiser is concerned, we're following Chanata of Peiros Ilan before the 15th. But if it blossomed after the 15th, then it follows the next year. So that's the opinion of Tanakama. However, Amar Rabbi Nechemya, and Rabbi Nechemya disagrees. Bamedvar Mamorim, when do we say that you follow Chanata as far as which Meiser to give from fruit trees? That's only Be'ilon She'osa Shtei Brechos. That Bashana. That's only a fruit tree that produces fruit twice in the same year. Says the Gemara. Shtei brechos? Does a fruit tree really produce two rounds of fruit? Brechas, a language that usually would use for like birds. Says Gemara, no. Ela ema kein shtei brechos. Like two litters of birds. Meaning, That all the trees don't ripen, all the fruit on the tree don't ripen at the same time. Like a fig tree, that's the Rishonim say here, a fig tree that some of the figs might blossom beforehand and some later. So, in other words, when you pluck the figs off the fig tree, so if you're going to follow Lakita, so you can have the same tree. Some of it's going to be early and some of it's going to be late. Because so we're afraid you're going to get confused. You're going to mix them up because it's the same tree. You're going to think that you can take Trumas and Maisa all at the same time. But yet, they're not gathered all at the same time. So therefore, he says, you follow Chanata as far as Maisa. Because usually as far as Maisa is concerned, you're going to follow when you gather it as far as Maisa. But so Rabbi Nechemya says this halacha, that for Meiser of fruit trees, you only follow when they blossomed and not when you harvested them. That's only in a fruit tree that produces, that you gather them at all different times. That the Shtei Brechos, like a fig tree, that has all these different time periods that you're going to be gathering the fruit off the tree. But Tanakama disagrees. Tanakama says, no, all fruit tree you follow Chanata, whether it has two brechos or whether it has one brecha. Either way, you always follow Chanata Kon Tanakama. But Rabbi Nechemya said, no, it's only a tree that you gather them, their fruit ripen at different times. then you follow Chanata, because it would be too confusing to follow when you pluck them off the tree, because you can have the same tree, people are going to get confused. So therefore the Chazal said, follow Chanata. But if it all, Aval Ilan Ha'ose Brecha Achas, but a tree that they all are plucked at the same time, Kigon, Dekalim, dates, Vizesim, olives, Vicharuvin, and carob trees, it's all one time. Aval Pisha Chanta Pirasim, Kodam Chamisha Asim Bishvat. So then we don't follow Chanata, Rabbi Nechemi holds. Then we don't follow the Chanata. So Aval Pisha Chantu, Kodam Chamisha Asim Bishvat, even though they blossomed before the 15th, we don't follow the earlier year. Misasim Lashana Haba. Rabbi Nechemi says you don't follow Chanata if it's a normal tree that harvested all at the same time. So then you could follow when it's harvested, because Lagabe Meiser, we always follow the Lakita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nahagu Ha'am B'charuvin Ke Rabbi Nechemia. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the minig is, when it comes to Charuvin, they're all gathered at the same time, and therefore we follow Lakita. Eisvei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So this is Rabbi Yochanan said, the Nahagu Ha'am B'charuvin, by carob trees, they're all gathered at the same time. So you follow Nechemia, you're going to follow Lakita against Tanakama. Tanakama said, no, you always follow Chanata by fruit, even Lagabe Maisem. Nagu Amacharuvin Kram Nechemia. Eistri Rabbi Yishlok Shab Yochanan, how could he say this? There's a Mishnah in Shviz, it says as follows. Benos Shuach, which are a type of white figs, Shviz Shalahen Shnia. So you observe a Shemitah only if they're gathered in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Because it takes them 3 years to become fully developed. So these fruit blossomed in the seventh, and they were gathered 3 years later, 2 years later, in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. So since we follow Chanata, if you gather them in the second year, they blossom, they take a very long time. So they blossomed in the Shemitah year, so you have to observe Shemitah. So you see explicitly that even fruit that's all gathered at the same time, like these figs, these teinos, these white figs, that they're gathered at the same time, nevertheless you follow in Chanata. So it's a kasha against Rabbi Yochanan, who said that we follow Rabbi Nechemia, that said if they're all gathered at the same time, follow Lakita. So ishtik. So Rabbi Yochanan was quiet, he didn't answer. Amalei Rabbi Abba, Korle Rabbi Yosef Koin. Amai ishtik. Why is Rabbi Yochanan quiet? Leimalei, aminu lachana Rabbi Nechemia v'ad amrisli Rabbanan. He should have responded to him and said, you know, I hold like Rabbi Nechemia. Why are you bringing me a brisa that supports Rabbanan? So Rabbi Yosef answered, no, Mishum to Amarle, because Reish Lakish would respond to that, Shavkis Rabbanan v'adis Rabbi Nechemia. I'm showing you a brisa that follows Rabbanan. Why are you following the Shittas Yochanan Rabbi Nechemia? So Rabbi Abba asked him back, V'lei Malei, Kaminalach Nagu, V'at Amrisli Isura. No, I'm saying the world was Noig like Rabbi Nechemia. And you're telling me that the Halacha follows Rabbanan, who say, really, it's Asur. You're asking me, I'm telling you the world is Noig incorrectly. Says the Gemara, okay, but what? The Amalei, he'd answer you, B'makom Isura Ki Nagu Shafkinalu. Why is he saying Nagu Amalek Rabbi Nechemia? But if it's really Asur, if Rabbi Nechemia is really wrong because the Chachamim disagree and say you got to follow Chanata, it should be Shemitah fruit, so how come you tell me that the world was knowing Becharuv like Rabbi Nechemia? So Rabbi Am again asked him, V'lei Malei, Ki Amin Alachana, this that I told you. Rabbi Yochanan should have answered Reish Lakish, Ki Amin Alachana, this that I told you, that the was knowing like Rabbi Nechemia, to follow if they all are gathered together, follow the Lakita. Maiser Charuvin Derabanan. I'm talking about Maiser Charuvin, which is only Derabanan, Peiros HaElon. Right? It's all Peiros HaElon, is all Derabanan. V'at Amrisli Shviyas Doraisa. And you're quoting from me a Braisa that Benos Shuach. And you're quoting me from the Mishnah that's talking about as far as the din of Shemitah. I told you a din that they follow Rabbi Nechemi as far as Meiser Peros, which is din the Rabbanan. You're bringing me a raya, but when it comes to figs, the din of Shemitah is a din d'oraisa. So that's why they're strict. So Ela Amar Rabbi Abba Yaakov, you're right. Tmihani im hishiva reish lakish l'tshuva zu. I'm not really sure that Reish Lakish really asked this kasha, because it's obvious that Rabbi Yochanan could have given the obvious answer that by a din d'oraisa we're going to be machmir. So says the Gemara, imi shiva. What do you mean ha osva? What do you mean? What do you mean you're not sure if he asked the kasha? We said that he asked the kasha. No. This is what I mean. Ela ema. What I mean to say is im kibla Rabbi Yochanan lo kibla. What I really mean is I'm not really sure that when Rabbi Yochanan was quiet, it didn't mean that he was accepting the kasha Reish Lakish. He had an obvious answer. So I'm not really sure. And then we said that Rabbi Yochanan was quiet, whether he was really quiet or not. Really not. Really, probably, when he was quiet, it wasn't that he was quiet because he agreed with the kasha and have an answer. He was quiet because he thought the answer was so obvious, he didn't even bother going to answer the kasha, because you're asking me a kasha from Shemitah, which is Daraisa, but I only said halacha by Maisa, which is the Rabbanan. By the Rabbanan, so we can rely on Rabbi Nechemya. But by a din like Shemitah, you're calling me a Brisa Shemitah, that's a din d'oraisa. You're going to have to be machmir over there that Shemitah is going to follow the Chanata in that case, because they grow 2 years, and therefore it's a suffix d'oraisa, so we should follow Chanata l'chomra. Okay, Rabbos, I want you to have one more.
Then we're coming attractions for the next few days, Rabbeinu.
What do we got?